We're going to read out of Hebrews 11th chapter. The 11th chapter, book of Hebrews. Just probably not anybody here don't know anything about this chapter. So it's what we call the faith chapter. Read you a few verses. Eleventh chapter, we're going to start with the first verse. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Now, I'm going to skip through the majority of this and read just a few words out of probably each verse. It says, by faith Enoch was translated. And by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. It says, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. It says, by faith, or through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians assaying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. All these and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Now I know that's going through that of the chapter, the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Not what I'm going to preach on this morning. Now I've got a thought that we'll try our best to leave with you today. And these men and women alike, through faith and by faith, they, in other words, overcome their obstacles. And they made it by the help of the Lord, by faith and through faith. That they believed in God. Now, I don't know this morning. I've got several thoughts, seem like, going on. And you'll just have to pray for us. And I'm going to take my time. Lord, help us. If there's a person in the Bible that portrayed you, who would it be? If there is a person in the Bible that would portray you, who would it be? There's you say, preacher, that's just strange. Probably is. I thought a lot of times as we look down through the scriptures, there's men and there's women alike that God put in certain places that His will might be accomplished. You know what I like about the scriptures? You can read it for yourself, number one. But in the scriptures, the Lord just don't show you all the good things and all the great things. He don't show you just all the good people and all the great people. He shows you the other side. Now, I may be wrong this morning, but I think I'm pretty much right in saying this. There's somebody in the scriptures that you depict. In other words, that you have characteristics just like them. Now, there's a whole host of people. Brother J.O. used to say, he had a saying for about everything, but he used to say a good bit, he said, it's no problem for you to go with the flow. It's not. You think about it. It ain't hard to just go with the flow. Let whatever be, will be. You get in the river, and I'll promise you, there's no problem to go downstream. No problem. But if you're going to go where you really want to go, upstream, you're going to have to paddle. You're going to have to do something. The people in this 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews were people that had faith. And it tells you, if you listened, there's a lot of them it didn't even name, but it talked about some of the things they went through. They were tortured. They was in distress. Preacher, I ain't going to live like that. If you live for Christ, you will suffer. You'll suffer. Now, I know today that that's not a good subject. It's probably not something that you want to hear preached, but I want you to think for just a few minutes this morning who in the scriptures most portrays you. You, not me, but you, yourself. What kind of person would you liken yourself unto? Number one, would you fit in this 11th chapter? Ask yourself, would you fit in this 11th chapter? By faith, Noah, being warned of God, he said, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his household. To the saving of his household. How many Noahs have we got here this morning? Think about it. I'm not trying to be funny. This is a broad, just wide open. It's full of it in the Bible. There's men and women alike, my friend. And I'll promise you, you're portrayed by one of them. You're portrayed by one of them. How many of you today that if the Lord had delivered you out of the hand, my friend, of Egypt, and all that rhetoric and all that turmoil and all the suffering that you was going through, if you'd have been delivered, my friend, and walked through the Red Sea on dry ground, would you be one of them that did not believe? Would you? Would you be in the number, my friend, that did not believe? Did you know this morning that the reason they spent 40 years in the wilderness was because of their unbelief. Their unbelief. How many of us this morning would my friend portray a Moses that would be a leader, my friend of the people, and would listen to all the grumbling and the mumbling and the complaining that they done for 40 years through the wilderness? How many of us would be a leader, my friend, that have the patience that Moses had? How many of us? Think about it. How many of us this morning would be like Pharaoh? Not the Pharaoh that knew Joseph, but the Pharaoh that did not know Joseph. Did you know that that Pharaoh was a smart man? He was. He looked out. He looked out at the children of Israel. And he told him of his peers. He said, "We gonna have to do something." Said, "They gonna outnumber us. If our enemy come in and they decide to hook up with them, they'll destroy us." He was a smart man. He looked out. He saw some things. But did you know what? He didn't believe in God. People says a lot of time, "Well, preacher, the Lord hardened his heart." I want you to know he hardened his heart because he had a hard heart. They, some of you got a hard heart. They, some of you, that Pharaoh, this Pharaoh with a hard heart, my friend, portrays you today. "Preacher, I got it all figured out." He had it figured out, did he not? He said, "This is what we're going to do." He said, "I want you midwives." Now, I want to tell you something. The midwives feared God. Read it and see if they didn't. He said, "I want you midwives, when them Jewish women have a son," said, "you cast him in the river over there. Do away with him. We'll remedy this problem." And the Bible says that the midwives feared the Lord, and the Lord built them houses, took care of them. Yes, he did. "Preacher, I just don't want to be took care of. The fact of it is, my friend, I'd rather be a child of God, my friend, facing desperation than to not be and have a smart mind about me." Think about it. You know what happened to this Pharaoh? This Pharaoh, my friend, his kingdom got destroyed. Yes, it did. His army got destroyed. His plan got destroyed. Because God had sent a man down there to deliver them. So how many Pharaohs we got this morning? You say, "Preacher, I wonder sometimes, I really do. We've got Noah. Brethren, we've got Abraham." Preacher, don't depict me like Abraham. I read it to you. And it said that Abraham believed God. He had faith in God. That ain't all, folks. He had Isaac and Jacob that went right along with him. Do you know the reason Lot got delivered out of Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, there's a couple of things. It wasn't all on Abraham. Brethren, the Bible says that Lot's righteous soul was vexed day by day. Brethren, he is in a rough place, but he got delivered, my friend. I wonder how many of us could be like Lot, or Lot portrays who we are. Preacher, I've got righteousness about me, but you can't stay out of the world, my friend. It's gonna cost you today. It always has. It always has. I wonder this morning, what person, I wonder this morning, what woman in the Bible portrays you that are here? Do you know there's a lot of good women in the Bible? Do you know these women, my friend, in the Bible that God used, brethren, to get his plan a-going? Yes, he did. How many Hannahs we got? Think about it. Hannah prayed. She prayed for a son, a male child. Brethren, and God give her a male child. Did he not? Preacher, I ain't got that kind of prayer. Somebody does. Some of you do. How about a Sarah? Abraham's wife. Sarah. How many Sarahs we got? Did you know that Moses had a wife by the name of Zipporah? And brethren, she really got tore up at Moses when Moses took his two sons and he circumcised them, brethren, for the cause of God. Go and read it. She didn't understand. She did not understand. You might say, preacher, I can get to heaven a different way. The fact of it is, you don't understand what it takes. It took the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder how many Elijahs we've got in the house this morning. How many Elijahs we've got, brethren, that can get a hold of God and, brethren, God using bright fire right down out of heaven. How about it? Preacher, I ain't that close. Who is it? Who is it in the scripture that portrays you? Who is it in the scripture that you're like? I'm not here. I'm honest, just as honest as I know how to be. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Brethren, there's nothing like me and you living for God in, brethren, an unfriendly world. And this world's not your friend. Can I tell you? It's not your friend. How many Ahabs we got? How many Jezebels we got? You say, preacher, you're getting on stuff we don't really like to hear about. Brethren, they somebody, thank God, that depicts or portrays of that of Jezebel and that of Ahab in their life. Don't have to be. Don't have to be. Did you know the church and God's people will never mean anything to you until you get concerned about the life you're living? I know what I'm talking about. Yes, I do. Moses, my friend, delivered them children of Israel, and they saw things as they went through the wilderness. They saw some things. They went through some things. The Bible says that their clothes never wore out. Their shoes, my friend, didn't wear out. And their feet never swollen, my friend, 40 years in the wilderness. Imagine that. But did you know they did not leave the wilderness? Them that actually started in the wilderness did not leave the wilderness. What do you mean, preacher? They died. They died in the wilderness. I can show you folks. You could probably show me folks. I can show you folks as close to 100 years old, my friend, and never professed, brethren, a hope in Christ, and they won't talk about it. Brethren, there's something wrong with them because of what God's delivered them through. Things just don't happen, folks. They just don't happen. They normally happen for a reason. They most certainly do. Hannah prayed for a son. She received a son. That ain't all. Hannah had more children after that. She had more children. What about Elijah? Prayed fire right down from heaven. Brethren, he didn't go too far on the journey till he sat down under an oak tree and requested from the Lord that he die, because he is the only prophet left. I wonder this morning, you might say, preacher, this is a hard message. It's not a hard message. I wonder how many Naomis we've got in the house. Naomi. I'll tell you, did you know that Ruth and Orpah both, brethren, both of them saw something in Naomi that they wanted? But Ruth loved her. Ruth loved her. Did you know you cannot get rid of a person that I'm talking about church-wise? You cannot get rid of a person if they really, really and truly are dedicated to God. You'll never get rid of them. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you talk. Well, preacher, they're talking about me. Do you think the men, did you know that Moses was on the mountain communing with God, and they continually asked Aaron, where's Moses? Where is Moses? And where is the God? They got it right down to what they was looking for. Where is the God that delivered us from Egypt? And Aaron had heard so much about it, he said, bring me your gold. They brought the gold, they molded them a calf, and they said, this will be the God that delivered us out of Egypt. Who is the person in the Bible that depicts you? How many Davids do we have? Do you know David? Do you know David started at a young age? A youth. He was a ruddy looking youth. It's what the Bible says. But brethren, David had some experience with God in his life. And brethren, he never did forget it. You have experiences in your life you'll never forget. I'll promise you. I'll say this. I don't know your heart this morning, but I'm just going to preach, my friend, that God give me. Brethren, I remember the very first time that God dealt with my heart. I do. You may not, but I do. I remember when he dealt with my heart. And did you know I did not recognize it as being God? I did not. Samuel, you know the story. Brother, when God called Samuel, he didn't recognize who it was. He went to Eli. Eli said, I didn't call you. Go lay back down. God called him again. He went to Eli again. He said, I didn't call you. Go lay back down. God called him the third time, and he went in there and he said, I know that thou callest me. And Eli perceived. Samuel didn't, but Eli did. Eli said, son, go lay back down. And said, when he called, said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Brethren, I want you to know that was the best thing Samuel ever done. But Samuel heard him the first time. I remember the first time. I do. I remember the first time that God ever called me, talked to me, wooed me, whatever you want to call it, condemned me, because that's what it come down to, was condemnation. I was condemned. You say, preacher, I've done this and I've done that in my life and the Lord won't hear me. Where in the world did you read that? It don't work that way, folks. You can go in this scripture and you can read. He even heard Ahab when Ahab humbled himself and cried out to God. God heard him talking to him. He told the prophet Elijah, he said, you tell Ahab that I've heard his prayer. He said, you tell him that I'll not bring this judgment upon him in his day, but I'll bring it in his son's day. You know what happened to Ahab? Go and read. Go and read it. Judgment had already been pronounced upon that of Ahab. But I find nowhere in the scriptures, even after Ahab called out to God, whether he ever changed his ways of living. He was still a wicked man. Yes, he was. He is still a wicked man. Now, I don't mean this hatefully this morning, but I'm going to tell you something. We have some Ahabs in this world. Yes, we do. We have some Jezebels in this world. I'm going to tell you something, folks, and I'm not saying that we got some laying or sitting right here in this congregation, but I'll guarantee you we've got them in the churches today. I know that don't get very popular, but it's the truth. It's a fact. Brethren, we've got folks, my friend, deceiving one another, even in the house of God. Which person portrays you? Which person? I read in the scriptures, my friend, where the Hagar, which was a bondwoman, was cast out. You can go and read it. She had a son by the name of Ishmael, which was Abraham's son, but he was not the son of promise. And the Bible says, through Abraham, all nations shall be blessed. Therefore, they was blessed. But Hagar found herself out there with bread and water, and the bread and water had run out. And she set the child under a bush, and she went over a ways. And she wept. But did you know what the Lord heard? He heard the weeping of Ishmael. The baby wept. And he told Hagar, said, take him up and carry him down yonder. Thank God I'll take care of him. And he did. And he did. The bondwoman and her son. And Ishmael become a great nation. Read it. Saul was a king, a head taller than anybody else around. And God had put him as king. The children of Israel had never had a king that was a natural king. But they wanted one. And you know what the Lord told Samuel? Said, you go down yonder and you tell my people, said, you tell them what a king's going to do for them. Said, he's going to take your young men and he's going to take your young women. He's going to make warriors out of your men. He's going to make confectioners and bakers and handmaidens out of all you young women, my friend. And he's going to do this and that. And brethren, he'll not spare when he goes out. And the Bible says when Samuel finished talking and telling them, brethren, that it began to thunder. Think about it. Who in the Bible, you say, preacher, we're living in 2022. Why in the world would you preach a message like this? I got news for you, folks. We need some Abrahams. We need some Isaacs. We need some Jacobs. We do. We need some Josephs. We need some Noahs. We need some Moses. We need some Davids. Yes, sir. Read about them. Read about them. Brethren, there's a king over there that was told to destroy the Syrian army. All of it. The Bible says that he made company with the king. And the king's name was Ben-Hadad. And he kept him. And he made company with him. And he made him some promises of some things he'd do for him. But God said to utterly destroy him. And the Bible says that Ben-Hadad got word that they was out looking for him. And he ran in a house, brethren, and he laid his head down The Bible says that Tamar come through and nailed his temple to the floor. Preacher, what's your point, my friend? God said destroy him. Don't let him live. Why is that? Because of what he done to God's people. Same way concerning Saul. You don't take things in your own hands, folks. If you're living for God, then the best thing to do is live for him. Preacher, he don't understand the workings of the day. I want you to know something. That God knows more about you than you know yourself. Yes, he does. And if you'll let him, he'll guide your steps just like he did David in the days of old. David didn't know altogether how to go out and in before his enemies. But God helped him. Did he not? Lord helped him. There's a little woman by the name of Ruth. I've already talked about her. Rahab, the harlot. Did you know that Rahab, the harlot, she set aside the spies in the days of Jericho? Did you know that Rahab the harlot became some of the house and lineage of David? Amen. Yes, sir. Did you know that Ruth the Moabitess that loved Naomi and said, I'm going home with you. Your people gonna be my people. Your God gonna be my God. Where you die, said, I'm going to die also. Brethren, she loved Naomi. Did you know that Ruth was the lineage of David? Ruth begot Obed. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. Go and read it. Think about it. Brethren, God can take that. That's wrong in your life. And brethren, he can straighten it out. Thank God it'll stay straight. He's the only one that can. Preacher, I believe this and I believe that. I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe a lot of people's listening to the wrong thing. I do. You're listening to your heart. You're listening to that spirit when everything's quiet and there ain't nobody around. And that little old voice that tells you, this is the way. This is the way. You're listening to that voice. Preacher, I don't know how to walk that way. You know what? You'll learn. You'll learn. You'll absolutely amaze yourself and all them round about you. Isaiah, how many Isaiahs we got? Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Micah, Nahum, Obadiah. Do you know those folks, my friend, in the scripture? And Obadiah is one of them. Obadiah ain't mentioned much. He ain't got but one book, one chapter, I think. Might have two. He ain't got much. Didn't seem like much in that day. But it was Obadiah that hid men in the days that Jezebel was going around killing the prophets. He hid them in a cave. Yes, he did. You go down into the New Testament. How many Matthews we got? How many Marks? Luke? John? There's more than one John. There's more than one James. Peter. Paul. Paul had men and women alike, my friend. Had they not helped him, he would have not made it. But they helped him in the Lord. They helped him. They was men, it don't even give their name, that let Paul down in a basket over the wall, my friend, that he might escape. Listen to me. There's no name people in the 11th chapter. I just assume be a no-name Christian. Thank God as to have my name in headlights tonight. Hadn't you? Preacher, this is a strange message. Maybe. The Bible said that Joseph wouldn't it? Joseph. Jacob, leaning upon his staff, blessed the two sons of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim. They became the half tribes of the children of Israel. If you ain't read about them, read about them. Ruth the Moabitess, she was a Moabitess, she was not a Jew, became the lineage. It doesn't mean this morning that you have to come from a good name, folks, for God to use you. Do you know that? Well, preacher, my people ain't known. Did you know when Saul became king over there that he come out of the smallest tribe of the children of Israel? The smallest tribe of the children of Israel. Solomon in all his wisdom. Preacher, there ain't nobody like Solomon. Did you know, even though Solomon was noted as the preacher, and he is noted for all his wisdom, did you know in his old age that outlandish women caused him to sin? Go and read it. Preacher, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. He made armies. He made acquaintances with all the people round about. And he had these queens, my friend, and he built every one of them a god. It becomes sin. It becomes sin. It caused Solomon to sin. That's what the book says. Read it. You can know, my friend, Genesis to Revelation and die and go to hell. Do you know that? Preacher, I wouldn't preach it like that. Why wouldn't you? You could quote it, brethren, front and back, and still not know it this morning. It comes through the heart. It comes through knowing Christ as your personal Savior. And it comes, brethren, through that of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Preacher, I don't understand any of that. Well, I'll tell you what a man said one time. He said, you tell me how a black cow can eat green grass and give white milk. He said, then I might can tell you a little bit about being saved. Yeah. It's about the same scenario. You can't tell people, brethren, how it works this morning. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You'll find out it works. Yeah. And it'll work for you. Yes. It will. It'll work for you. He come and died and gave his life for you. For you. He most certainly did. Now, I don't know this morning. I really don't. Preacher, I could go on and on and on. The scripture's full of it. Joshua, the high priest. The Bible says that he stood before the Lord one day and said Satan came right along with him. And the Lord told him, said, take off the filthy garments. Take off the filthy garments. Did you know that without Christ, you are filthy? Preacher, don't preach things like that. You're not clean. You're filthy. And the Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. But did you know that when you get saved, if you get born again, genuine born again, thank God, He'll put His righteousness upon you. And that's what we need. Come get a verse of a song. I don't know what you stand in need of this morning. There's been men and women alike down through the ages. They was those when it come time to build the temple or the house for God. They was them, the Bible says that they were skilled. And they had skilled men and for the stone, and they had skilled men for the wood. And they had skilled men that sculptured that of the gold, that of the silver, and that of the brass. And the Bible says they was 42 years in building that house, and there was not a hammer, the sound of a hammer in it. You don't think the Lord can touch your heart? You don't think the Lord can change your life? I'll promise you. The Bible says it just like this. He said He'll take a heart of stone out and He'll put a heart of flesh in. And I'll promise you there'll not be a scar. You'll never know outwardly that anything went on except for the heart. I don't know. Strange. I know it's strange. Really is. Most folks won't, well, preacher, I don't want to be one of them big ones. Did you know there's a lot of those little ones that got things done? Bible says over in the days of Naaman that they was a little maid. She had been taken captive. It never tells her name. There's a little maid. Told his wife down there, said, I would to God the master just get over her and see the man of God. Said he could heal him. Huh? He could heal him. Brethren, she knowed he could. She didn't think about it. She said, I know He can heal him. Y'all know the scripture. Naaman was a leper, but he is a valiant warrior. And as he went over there, Elisha sent out his servant and said, go tell him to dip seven times in Jordan. You know where we miss a lot of our blessings is when the Lord says go and we stay. When the Lord says go, you say, preacher, it won't work. I've done that and I've done it time and time again. How many times had Peter and them fished? They was fishermen. They knowed how to fish. toiled all night. All night. That's what the book says. And they caught nothing. And the Lord showed up and he said, just cast your net on the right side. They cast their net out on the right side and there was so many fish, they had to get help from other boats round about. Get them in. When he says go, should we not go? It'll work when the Lord is bidding you to move. It'll work. I'll promise you. Let us stand. We'll sing verse some song.